Another round of diplomatic talks over the Russian standoff with Ukraine begins today. Here in Washington, D.C., President Biden will meet German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who's been criticized for his handling of the crisis. In Moscow, French President Emmanuel Macron visits President Vladimir Putin before heading to Kyiv. So, U.S. officials say that Russia has about 70% of what it needs for an invasion. They're warning of mass death tolls if Russia does conduct a ground war. What are you hearing from people you're speaking to in Kyiv?
Well, Leila, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky continues to call for a diplomatic solution toward peace and also de-escalation. But to Ukrainians here in Kyiv that I've talked to, they say that nothing really at this point surprises them. And I talked to some longtime residents yesterday during what was called a unity march. Let's listen to Andy from Great Britain.
I've lived in Ukraine for many years. I'm a British citizen, and I've come here to express my opinion as a citizen of the world that what Mr. Putin is doing is absolutely wrong. This guy won't stop until he takes Ukraine's freedom. So we're here to say to Mr. Putin, hands off Ukraine. Leave our children alone.
So White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said yesterday on Meet the Press that he believes an invasion of Ukraine could happen at any time.
We believe that the Russians have put in place the capabilities to mount a significant military operation into Ukraine.
So what could that mean for the capital where you are?
So difficult to know, really, at this time. U.S. officials estimate that Russia could seize Kyiv in a matter of days, but there are some variables to consider first. For example, the ground is expected to be at peak freeze around next Tuesday, which would allow Russian tanks and vehicles in Belarus to make that 50-mile drive south to Kyiv a lot easier, but they'd also have to go through Chernobyl, and who knows what kind of radioactive material they'd be kicking up in the air if they actually do that. Now, regardless of how Russia would go about it, those U.S. officials do predict that an invasion could result in 50,000 civilians killed or wounded. Now, Russian diplomats dismissed these estimates, called them madness, and also accused the U.S. of scaremongering. And I should note that those U.S. officials stressed that despite the possibilities of an attack or even sabotage, they believe a diplomatic solution is still possible. As you noted, Leila, French President Macron is in Moscow today speaking with Putin.
Do Ukrainians have hope that these talks could stave off a conflict?
Well, they're hopeful, and they want a peaceful resolution, but one that recognizes Ukraine's sovereignty. It's what they've been literally fighting over for years now. And that's what the expats in yesterday's march repeatedly said. You know, I watched a combat defense training class a couple of days ago, which was attended by some 200 Ukrainian women who were very eager to learn these skills just in case of a Russian invasion. And one of them expressed confidence that if they do wind up invading, that they'll come up against a much more prepared and resilient group of Ukrainians that also have a deeper sense of national identity and pride than they had way back in 2014.